Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And if you're watching on the twitch.tv camera, you see the lovely and talented Dana Gould, a good friend of the show, a guy I consider a personal friend as well. He is, say, the world-famous stand-up comedian, still going strong. He is at the Punchline. He had a show last night. He has two tonight. He has two tomorrow as well. And Dana, of course, as you know, I don't need to remind you, you were here 8 years ago at this time.
I was reminded of that last night.
Yeah.
and I believe, I don't know if I was here 4 years ago, but yeah, they seem to have, every time the People's Republic of California goes into electoral shock, they bring me out to calm the waters.
Isn't it weird how, I mean, it's funny because I had friends in England a few months ago who said, America was saved by a stripper. Now he can't be president. I'm like, no, he'll still probably win. And they're like, how's that possible? I'm like, because it is, I guess.
I had a epiphany the other day.
Mm-hmm.
When you look back to this, is what I think, people have been doing the same thing since 1776. We have this story about liberty and freedom and equality. But the reason we fired a shot was taxation without representation. We wanted more for our money. It all comes down to money. What was the original sin of the country? Slavery. What was slavery? Cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
Money. And it's just, it's money. And I thought, a lot of Americans thought of my mentality, that when Barack Obama was elected, people thought, oh, you know what? We're growing up. We're getting over our crap. And we're embracing different... No. What happened was, 2 weeks before the election, the stock market crashed. And people wanted to throw out whoever was in charge.
That's the way... I think that's the way. And we have to go to a break. But I think what it comes down to, it's like, gas is higher, bread and milk are higher. Yeah. Let's just make a change. I think you're right. Dana Gould is with us. Come on back on Byline.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
I am so excited to be back on the Rick Tittle Show.
Thanks for that, Triumph. Welcome back to the show. Dana Gould in studio, and he is at the Punchline. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. We were just talking in the break how things change. And one of the things I always find fascinating is that, like, the Republicans were the party of Lincoln, and so they were the party of Reconstruction. And so that's why you had guys like LBJ and George Wallace, who were fierce Democrats, because they were never going to be the damn Republicans, and how everything is just sort of flipped like that. And it seems to flip, like, in comedian audiences, the liberals were laughed. Now the liberals want to cancel you.
Yeah, they are known as the fun police. That, I mean, there's a lot of that. I hate to say the phrase, but it's to quote James Carville, a lot of the woke, you know, it gets people to think that there are the Democrats are the fun police, and it really bums everybody out. We need to do some branding I think she's great, but Beyonce doesn't put us over the top the way we thought. You know, I can't believe the hashtag Dick Cheney is brat didn't appeal to those out of work steel workers in Ohio. And it's just a lesson that we need to learn every time. Now, the downside, you know, that's all legitimate. I mean, I think that I'm a Democrat and I'm a progressive person, but I think that the party has been led by its nose into some cultural cul-de-sacs that don't appeal to the majority of Americans.
Well said.
But so you could say, yeah, you're a captive of the far left. Yeah, but the Republicans are the captives of the far right. It just happens to work. You know, women in Texas are bleeding out in the parking lot of hospitals because the doctors are afraid to perform surgery on them. That ain't good.
No. And by the way, I'll throw this in. James Carville was in studio with me here.
Oh, you're kidding.
Years ago. And as you know, I take pictures with my guests.
Sure.
The least reticent ever to take a picture with
me. James Carville?
And I shoved it down his throat. He was sitting over here. So I gave the camera to someone. I walked over there, and he has his back turned to me making a bad face. And I'm kind of like, Bob's big boy.
Yeah.
But I got my James Carville picture.
Yeah, he's great. He's hilarious. Yeah. And he's true. And, you know, you can tell these people all these, you know, it's like.
It's the economy, stupid. That's how HW went down.
Yeah. You got to win.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win. I don't know. What, you know, if the economy sucks, people will want to throw out who's in charge.
Right. And
sometimes those people are Republicans. Sometimes those people are Democrats.
Right. And Bush Clinton, when Bush first started, he had some of the highest ratings of all time. But as the economy went down, then it's like, who's the guy on Arsenio playing the sax who wears boxers? Well, let's throw him in.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think that's what it came out of. Like, I can't believe it's $6 for a gallon of gas. Whoever's in charge needs to go.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, there's 40% on either side that will vote for, like, if it has a D or an R, that's how they vote, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's the most people that say, yeah, well, if things are good, keep it. If things are bad, chuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who decides it. And, you know, people say, like, well, what about women's rights? You know, I hate to say this, sounds really cynical. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
I think school shootings, no one cares. Not enough to change it. So yeah, it's just like, and I'm not saying it's right, but let's stop acting surprised.
I would suppose so, yeah. And
if the Republicans ran, like in 4 years, if Democrats run, anyone who will look comfortable standing next to Beyonce on stage, and the Republicans run a bag of raccoons, people will go, how many raccoons? They're male, right? You know who I really feel bad for?
Hmm.
You know, Jimmy Carter is 100 years old.
He is.
And he said he wanted to stay alive until Kamala Harris became president. And I'm terrified. I said, no, I was just kidding. Please let me die.
I think you'll appreciate this. Steve Kerr, who's the head coach of the Warriors, who, and Trump hates him openly. And Kerr said, we're not going to the White House. And he said, invitation rescinded. And I guess he had to throw out all the Big Macs, whatever he had.
Yeah.
He had a great piece of sarcasm yesterday when they asked him once again. They said, well, what do you think? And he said, hey, you know, I wish him luck, but isn't it amazing that this time around it was a legit election? You think about all those guys that came across the border, murdered, raped, and voted 6 times. They didn't do it this time.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All those people that were in the country illegally but wanted to get their name on a voter roll.
All the thousands of dead people who voted.
Yeah. No, it's none of that stuff matters. You know, there was so much, you know, when he wins, there's no cheating.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Only one election in our whole history.
Now, by the way, if both parties are the same, shouldn't Kamala Harris have said that it was a fake and a lie? Shouldn't we send a crowd of lunatics to rub crap on the wall of if both parties are the same, isn't that what we should be doing?
I mean, you know what else I noticed, too, is that...
And nobody who decided the next election... is aware of this conversation. They've turned off their radios. They're listening to Bob Seger, and they'll tune back in 4 years.
I've never...
And that's the truth, Ruth.
All right. You know, I've never heard, and maybe you had, I've never heard Republicans say, if we don't win, I'm leaving America. I hear Democrats say that, though.
Yeah, it's that's like, stupid, too.
Yeah, that is stupid. It's like, don't you want to, like, fight to change it? It's your country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of the wealthy Republicans all live in, you know, like Peter Thiel doesn't even live in America. He has an island somewhere, you know.
Pedophile island.
Yeah, it's true. He kicked Arthur C. Clarke off and now he lives there. And it's just like, again, it's like I was telling you during the break, my daughter was like, I don't like to live in a country where people think I don't have any rights. And the only thing I can say is, oh, honey, nobody's even thinking about your rights. People don't care about your rights.
I know. That's like, I like.
Relax. It's the butter's expensive. By the way, every time you go on the news, they say, well, you know, it's the price of eggs. How many eggs do people eat? Are we an egg-based economy?
Well, when James Earl Ray escaped from prison, he ate. Everyone watched him eat a dozen eggs because he was hiding inside the bread container that got him out of that prison. So,
really?
Yeah, there's a little tidbit for you there.
Did that end up in Cool Hand Luke?
It's Hampton Sides wrote this great book about the manhunt for him. I had no idea. He had three aliases. He was robbing banks in London when they found him.
It's
pretty amazing.
Quite a character.
Yeah. So, just I was thinking about your daughter. Reminded me of
Murderous Racist Makes Good. That's the headline of that.
The Chris Rock line when he says his daughters are so spoiled. And he goes, I just want to remind you that the second you walk out this door, no one cares about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And it's kind of a, and she's, University of Wisconsin, the capital there in Madison, the lake. I mean, it's a great town, but it's probably a little bit red for her Los Angeles sensibilities.
Well, it's really funny. I have two daughters that are in college. I have one that goes to Madison and I have one at Berkeley.
Oh.
And the one that went to Madison was like, I got to get out of this state. I don't feel safe here. And my daughter goes to Berkeley. It's like, when you come up, you're buying me sushi.
She's like, I don't feel safe on Telegraph and Durant. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come on back with Dana Gould. He's at the Punchline.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, Dana Gould is with us. And peeling back the curtain a little bit, and I'll do it. Who cares? I'm 59. In the last hour, I had taken ill, and I threw on a rerun, and there was a slight chance that maybe I wasn't even going to be able to do this interview. I feel a teeny bit better, but I can't imagine this happening whilst doing stand-up. And Dana, you said this has happened to you.
Oh yeah, I was in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic, which is a great club. And I, you know, did the Friday show or the Thursday show, went home, back to the hotel, woke up in the middle of the night driving the porcelain bus all night long. And then I ate something. And then the next day, you know, I'm in town. I got to do the show. And so I was literally on stage. Fortunately, the middle act was a great guy. And I called him and I said, I need some Pedialyte and some Pepto-Bismol, and I'll pay you when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very nice guy, and he took care of me. And, you limp to the show, and I'm on stage drinking Pepto-Bismol out of the bottle.
But you did the show.
The show must go on.
Yes.
Usually I will tell you a story that just happened in... Gosh, I think the first week of October, I went on a juice fast, like a 10-day.
Did that work?
Juice fast. Yeah, you lose 5 pounds.
Okay.
You know, and then it ended. I was in Minneapolis when it ended. So I was like, oh, I can eat anything I want. I went out for sushi with a friend of mine. And then I'm on stage and I'm like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have started with sushi. And I literally had the, I said to the MC, where are you? And I go, come here. And I just could talk for a minute. And I walked off stage and used the bathroom. But I'm fine.
One of the funnier things, I was doing a show with my old friend John Dickinson. This is about 15 years ago on 95.7 FM. And I got this coughing fit. And so I turn off my mic and I go like this.
Right, right, right.
And I walk out of the room. And I come back in, the power of suggestion, then it happened to him.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like a yawning fit.
Right. So, and then one time, this is also, you might have had this too, and this was, I'd say, probably 18 years ago. I got laryngitis. And I sounded like a witch being boiled on hot oil. And I was halfway through a call, and I was like, no one wants to hear this. Just put a rerun on. And so you have to take care of your voice. Let me throw this at you because I know you love William Shatner.
I do.
He was on about 2 months ago, and he hadn't been on since 2003. It had been a while, but he sounded amazing. And so I said, he's 90, I guess.
Yeah.
William, I go, your voice is so strong, and usually when people get older, their voice gets weak. I go, how is your voice so perfect? How do you take care of it as someone who talks for a living? And he said, I do nothing. It's your whole attitude. If you're happy and if you're confident, it will show in your voice. And I was like, wow, I like it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's not happy and confident?
Who?
RFK Jr.
I met him, by the way.
What are you going to do now that you're... What?
That's why I think he couldn't have been president, but I guess now he's going to get all the vaxes out.
He's going to make American teeth British again.
Yeah, it's. I just remember I went.
Yay!
This was in 2021. I went to this. My friend took me to an event where RFK was speaking, and he was just laughing at the COVID virus, and he kept saying, "We're all going to get it. We're all going to get COVID. It doesn't matter. We're all going to get it." And he was saying some things, and I was like, as articulate and as it might be, whatever the rhetoric is, it's a hard listen.
Yeah.
Aesthetically. Yeah.
And I don't, you know, it's like, I was like, who knows him the most? His family.
Cheryl Hines.
Yeah. Well, no, his brothers and sisters.
Ah, yeah.
And they hate him.
Well, he's the only Kennedy that wanted Sirhan Sirhan released. He also is one
of... He's nuts. He's just a contrarian.
He's one of 10 children. They each had their own pony when they were growing up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some money there.
Oh, that's a lot of money. But he's just... He is like, you know, he's like my brother. Like, everybody stand up. They'll sit down. It's raining. Let's have a picnic.
Contrarian.
Yeah, just a contrarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lazy thinking. But so, now everything's... Here's the great thing. All Fox News and that whole... My brother, all of that, for at least 2 years, they can't complain about anything. How will they talk if they're not whining?
Well,
what will they say?
Well, what they'll say is, look what we've inherited. We can't fix it.
Well, if you can't fix it with the White House, the Senate, the House, and the Supreme Court, maybe it's time you stop trying and quit. You know, if you that was always my complaint about Bernie Bros. It's like, Bernie would win if just no one would run against him. Well, that doesn't work.
Like Putin.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if your guy can only win if no one opposes him, he's got to do some work.
Pay Medvedev to run so he would lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Well, I think too, because I remember last time we talked 8 years ago, you said they wanted to throw a hand grenade at DC and just say screw all of you, because all the Republicans hated Trump too during the debates, and there were 17 of them and he was the last one standing. I think also people feel like I'm being bullied into saying pronouns, and if I have a slip of the tongue,
that's all really legit.
You
know, my you know, and it's, there's absolutely the fun police. It's stuff that was inescapable because of COVID, like the global economy is suffering inflation, and incumbents all over the globe are getting thrown out of office because people are unhappy with the economy, which is unavoidable. If Kamala Harris did an amazing job, but it was she a friend of mine who's a political strategist that was a Republican political strategist, put Schwarzenegger in the governor's office, worked for Mitt Romney, you know, he's anti-Trump Republican, but knows the business. So like, was Kamala Harris the best candidate? No, I think she did a B+. If we had the A+ candidate, I think they still would have lost, because they wanted to throw the bums out and the
drain the swamp.
Well, the Democrats are the bums. You know, it goes, you know, it's like George W. Bush was the, you know, why did John McCain not win? They wanted to throw the bums out. They tanked the economy, throw them out. So that's, and people think, oh, we've matured and we want more. No, it's just.
Well, let me ask you this, because this would be, I think, alarming too, is when, and I don't know if these numbers are true. It's just whatever CNN said, but that Kamala got 15% less women than Biden, which tells me there are 15% of women that think, this is a man's job, regardless of party, which is kind of like, as a Californian, I think, aren't we past that? But I think maybe that might be true.
Gosh, I didn't hear that number. That's shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
And I know the women say, I don't have to vote for a woman just because she's a woman. I completely understand that. I don't have to vote for a man just because he's a man.
Well, there was this whole thing. Somebody said, like, just because you don't like him doesn't mean she's qualified. She was a district attorney.
I met her
the
once.
Attorney General.
Had a drink.
An elected U.S. Senator. Mm-hmm. And the Vice President of the United States.
And she's from my hometown.
Right. But she has a menstrual cycle, so she's not qualified.
But some people will say, like when J.K. Rowling said, if you have a menstrual cycle, you're a woman. And then they say that hate speech will get people killed. It's like, what did I say? That's hate speech now?
Yeah.
And so I just think, because I think if you drive across this country, most Americans are not on either end of these spectrums where you're either the trans communist or you're the racist Nazi. And it's like, well, there is some, like, I always thought, like, California Republicans were pro-choice, We want gun control. We just don't want to get taxed. And,
right.
Yeah. But they try to pigeonhole you into these two groups.
Yeah. The far left and the far right, is because they're the loudest.
They get the clickbait, you know?
Yeah. And the only thing that's kind of calming is that it happened in, you know, people were having this conversation in 1980 when Reagan beat Carter. Like, Reagan, are you nuts? He's insane. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like you would go from Reagan to Trump, and then for Trump, it's like I see some sort of human goat hybrid in our future as the president. I think we just keep throwing stuff at the wall, see what works.
Like your old bit, they got Kennedy's brain in a monkey.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that bit.
I remember when...
What was that?
Oh, you would throw poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a whole thing.
I want more raisins.
You do have the good... In fact, the last time I texted you was in December when I was back in Boston.
Yes.
And there were guys with three corners. So there's these guys walking around with the Patriot three-corner hats.
Yeah.
So I take a selfie with him, and I text Dana. I go, do you guys always dress like this? And Dana writes back, those can't be locals because they're not drunk enough.
It's true. Those guys look terribly sober. And my dad, yesterday was my dad's 94th birthday.
Wow.
You
called him Whitey Bulger the Jr., right?
Yeah, Whitey Jr.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Let's go to
a break.
You
can't kill him.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Dana Gould. He's at the Punchline.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Can't stay at home, can't stay at school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Stay on the streets, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox I'm waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. I get Jerry Bob.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Hanging by a thread, but got a rally when Dana Gould is in the studio. And you can see him on the Twitch.tv camera. You can also see him two shows tonight at the Punchline and two shows tomorrow at the Punchline as well. How was the Thursday show?
It was good. It was good. People were, you know, blinking their eyes, every squinting into the sun.
Remember you said, "How's everyone doing?"
Yeah,
that was the line 8 years ago.
As I said, I opened last night with, "Everything's gonna be fine." He lied. But it is one of those things. Whatever happens, we'll just, you know, we will adapt and grow. This, you know, it's like people are like, "Oh, we're not the same country." No, never were. We never were. And, you know, half the country thought owning a guy was a good reason to go to war with itself. And it's like a dog with, you ever see a dog with three legs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel just, sorry for them.
And they kind of whip the tail around to kind of make up for the leg. But they get going. They do it. Or like a guy with a pole in his head. Like some guy gets a pole in his head. They can't take it out, but they can leave it in. So they just kind of like, we'll just be a guy. We'll be a guy with a dog in his head. That's it. America's just a guy with a three-legged dog through its head. We can't pull it out, but it's all right where it is.
You know what's funny when you talk about, not ha-ha funny, about owning, when General, this is another historical aside, when Ulysses S. Grant got married, his wife's family had slaves. And so they gave, for a present, they gave him a slave. And the guy's name was like Bill Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And so he was working, and then it got to the point where Grant was like, "You got to go. This is too weird. You're a person, you have a name, and I own you? It doesn't make any sense to me. So why don't you just be free and go?" And I would think, maybe when it gets down, you don't see the forest for the trees. When you have like 1,000 slaves, then it's just like stuff. But when it's one guy with a name, and you're like, oh, wait, you're a human being.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring the
show. Get the hell out of here, Bill
Johnson.
Screeching
halt with
Craig Davis. Is that it's the more mundane the name, the more unsettling it seems.
That's true. If it was like, you know, Ebenezer Valentine Schwarzkopf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's I, you know, also I, when does white America become a minority culture? Is it like 30 years? 60 years?
I think culturally they might already be. We don't really...
But population-wise.
Population-wise, it's got to be getting close.
It is close. It's within our lifetime.
I know California is more Latino than white.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, gee, do you think they'd go quietly?
Well, it's the sort of thing, like, this is the first time in my life that California went down in electoral votes. We went from 55 to 54 because this is the first time in my life more people left than moved in. The history of California, everyone's coming here. This is the first time ever, and if you're in Austin and Boise and some other places, Nashville, you know that you've been invaded by Californians.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure you saw some
all
people.
Those people moved to Austin. I love all these people that moved to left California and moved to Texas for more freedom. You know, it's like, because they didn't want to wear masks to the gas station. And now that it's fine, you just can't get it. Your wife won't get any medical attention until she's on the verge of death. And don't count too heavily on the power grid being consistent. But outside of that, you're fine.
Ted Cruz power grid.
Yeah.
It actually snowed in San Antonio that time.
Yeah, and nobody had power.
Wow. By the way, I have one friend. She and her wife, the lesbian, they moved to Round Rock outside of Austin. They were there for a year, and they go, we hate it. We're coming back.
Yeah.
And I thought, even you guys, like, you know, I don't want to say those people, but I go, well, you guys are gay, and you thought it would be better in Austin. But then it turned out that they didn't like it.
You're still in Texas. It's just an acquired taste.
Well, I think wherever you are, if you don't buy in, it's not going to work. You have to put on the boots and the hat and buy in.
Yeah. And people, as I say to people, and I perform in San Francisco, you guys, can you imagine if you lived in America? Here in the People's Republic of California in the former United States.
I was a few months ago, I actually made a little historical pilgrimage to drive to Little Bighorn in eastern Montana.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped in Cody, Wyoming. And they had it's the only place that has a rodeo every night in America. And it was it was packed. And so they're going around going, where's everybody from? And how many people we got from North Carolina? And finally they go, how many people from California? And I was like, woo. And I was the only one. And the guy on the mic in the middle of the rodeo, welcome to America. I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
Even though,
thank God you're white.
Even though my state is a third of the GMP.
It's the ninth biggest economy in the world. Yeah. Thanks. Thank me for your roads, by the way.
Yes, I know. But at the end he goes, well, you know what? There are some good people in California. Like, 40 million. There are a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here and there. Yeah.
And there are 12 people in Wyoming.
Now, for jokes wise, how does this, because when people come to see you, they're not going to, you know, see William F. Buckley.
I talk about it at the top of the set for 3 or 4 minutes and, you can't, it's the elephant in the room, no pun intended.
Right.
And you also have to toe the line. Like, there might be people in the audience that are really happy with the results. So you can't alienate them.
Sure.
You have to kind of talk about it in general. And I never say like, I can't believe. I was like, well, you know, my daughter. And so that allows people to listen to you. You have to talk to people. You have to find a way to talk to people that are in a defensive crouch because they think you're going to say they're wrong. And it's also, again, my friend who's a political consultant. This is his expression, but it's a. His name is Mike Murphy. He's friends with Carville. He says, we've gone from I'm right, you're wrong to I'm right, you're evil.
That's exactly right.
And that's not healthy.
That's exactly right. I had name drop Bill Maher on the show, and I said, I remember Tip O'Neill and Reagan just went at it, but then they'd go get drinks after. It's like at the end of the day, we're a couple Irish American guys, and let's go get some drinks. But now... But you know what? I kind of found myself falling into it because I don't like Gavin from his time here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I just have never liked him from that time. And I thought, well, he's stupid. And then when he became governor, he said, by the way, all California state employees who get free cell phones, from now on, pay for your own cell phone. And I thought, good. I like that idea. Why should they get free cell phones? And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm agreeing with Gavin, which just means you can't just say whatever you say is stupid.
Yeah.
And I disagree. Yeah. But you're right. Now it's like you not only are you wrong if you don't agree with me, you are evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to hurt. You're going to ruin the country.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like my brother who's just like listens to Fox News all day. You know, my brother would think that what is the biggest problem facing our country today?
The border.
No, it's trans people in prison. That we're going to pay for people to have gender reassignment surgery in prison.
But isn't it genius when you have a commercial and you show like maybe the most aesthetically unattractive trans people and then just say, this is what Kamala wants.
Right.
And everyone over 80 is like, what?
Yeah.
This is an outrage.
Yeah. No, it was their Willie Horton ad, and it worked. Yeah. It worked like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know how many times that's happened? One, it was the law. under Trump, mm-hmm. it was the law.
Mm-hmm. What had happened two times?
Yeah, two. Wow. Twice. And what Kamala Harris needed to do, what she didn't do, is go, yeah, I think it's stupid. I don't think prisoners should get trans surgery. But we need to change the law. It's the law.
I know.
And then she said, you know what else is the law? Fraud, sexual assault, all these things. 34 felonies.
Well, that was like when Clinton said, don't ask, don't tell, which was a genius way of taking no stance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, what's funny is we argue these things, but the people that decide every election aren't listening, don't care.
What do you think about, like,
they'll circle around in 3 years and 50 weeks and see if they're spending more money than they were before. And if they're not, they'll keep the Republicans. And if they are, they'll vote in the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this other stuff is just, we're just talking to ourselves.
So what do you think about another Boston comic, Bill Burr, who says that it's just the banks and the people in the Hamptons that decide who's president, and we really have nothing to do with it?
He's wrong.
Okay.
I like Bill. Mm-hmm. but I mean, you can say there are things like Sherrod Brown, who is a senator from Ohio.
Yeah, he lost, right?
Yeah, he lost because, and he's a great senator.
What do you have, like three terms?
Yeah, I mean, great senator, great guy, beloved, but his opponent was a hedge fund guy from, I think, out of state even. And, that, you know, they dumped $40 million worth of negative advertising on his head. And so, yeah, in that case, Bill's right. The banks did pick who they wanted
they
to
said,
be in the Senate.
Sherrod rhymes with Herod. Remember what he did?
I think it's all like, again, I always go back to what Carlin said. It's, you know, the real owners of this country decided a long time ago what they want. And we, this stuff shifts around every so often, but it doesn't really change much. Mm-hmm. And I always will say, like, you know, during the market crash of 2008, which vacuumed up, I don't know how much money was taken out of our economy and never put back. And nobody went to jail. Mm-hmm. Nobody went to jail.
Carlin also said, ever burp and taste last Thursday's hot dog?
Exactly.
All right, let's go to
say a, that was good.
Let's go to a break. We'll come on back. We have a couple minutes left with Dana Gould, who is at the Punchline.
Hey, feel it.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals.
Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
If you're thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
On you.
Welcome back to the show, and we have the great Dana Gould. He is at the world-famous Punchline down here on Battery Street. Make sure to get your tickets. He has two shows tonight. The first one's at 7:30. He has two shows tomorrow. The first one is at 7. Have you ever... I'm sure you have, but have you ever taken people on the road to feature for you?
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
sure.
Give them their start. Who would be one of them? Like, did you take
Hannah Einbinder?
Oh, yeah, great. Her mom has been on the show many
sure,
times.
And Lorraine's a good friend. Andrea Jin, mm-hmm. Very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I
forget because I always like listening to stories like Kelsey Cook said, you know, Jim Norton took her on the road, and I'm trying to remember who it was now. That told me he took Mulaney, and he said he would watch him feature, and He's like, this guy is so smart, and every word is so enunciated and perfect. He's like, this guy's going to be a headliner. There's no doubt, and
right.
Of course, he's enormous now.
Right.
Who was someone that maybe hosted or opened where you were like, oh, my gosh, this guy, this woman is...
Ali Wong.
Yeah. She's from here too.
Yeah, no, she I think featured for me at the Punchline, and I said, "Don't stay here. You have to move to L.A." And then she moved to L.A., and I tried to get my management company to sign her and my agency to sign her, and no one was interested. And then she blew up, and like, "You're friends with her. Will she take a meeting?" Like, no, you blew it, dude.
She just put out a new special as well.
Yeah, you blew it.
Do you? I mean, it's interesting now because when I see veteran comedians now getting a special here and there, have you thought about it?
I just filmed one in March. Called Perfectly Normal. And
Are you going to YouTube it or what are you going to do?
We're shopping it now. I don't imagine it'll get on Netflix because I'm not complaining about wokeness. It'll get somewhere. I'll be advertising it.
Well, everybody, Shane, Marill, Norman, they all just throw it on YouTube.
Yeah, you that's where it'll end up.
It.
Yeah.
You did it in March, huh?
Yeah, late March, early April, just before I went to work on Ted, the TV show.
Right.
The Seth MacFarlane Dirty Talking Teddy Bear show that I'm co-executive producer of. That landscape is really drastically different now. Mm-hmm. Comedy is
than the Gex days.
Or just specials. You know, specials used to be, you know, there's a reason they call them specials. They used to be special.
They used to come once every blue moon.
Yeah, and it would be on HBO or Showtime, and that was the only place you could be. And now it's just like, I don't know if it's better or worse. I kind of like the DIY element.
Yes. As always, even when I'm feeling like poop, time has flown by. Thank you for coming in, my friend.
Two adult men can sit around nude talking about politics.
It's D.H. Lawrence in front of the fireplace. We'll see you at the punchline, man.
I feel better.
All right. See you. Thank you. Come on back Monday.
Yeah, man. I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.